Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours today because Council Collection, Connections come on at 2 o'clock. Bit different this today. We've got an interview coming up for the first hour. Then the second hour should have been our private investigator, Peter. Unfortunately, he's in court today. He tells me he's not the defendant, so he'll be right for next month and we'll find out what he was up to. But so instead, we're going to talk about a couple of community theatres around. There's a couple of shows. One's got a show on, the other one's got a show starting very soon. So we'll do the hour of the two community theatres. But anyway, first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce, first of all, Marion and Kevin, and they're from the group, the Friends of the Badger Creek Hall. Welcome.
Hello. How are you, Alan?
I'm very well too. Thanks. And yourselves?
Very well, Alan, and thanks for having us along.
Yes,
no worries.
You.
Now, first of all, tell me, how long ago was the Badger Creek Hall built, and is it on council land or was it on a farmer who donated some land, or how did it come about?
Well, it came about, Badger Creek School was built in 1899, and then the Progress Association started in 2017, and they used the old school there for their meeting place, and by 1920, after about 20 years, the settlers, they had children growing up, and the settlers themselves felt that they needed to have a meeting place for the young folk and for future generations and for special events, and so they decided to build a hall. And that was in early 1920s. And by late December in 1924, they built the hall in a day and a half. And it was...
Volunteer labour?
All by volunteer labour. Badger Creek Hall was built by the community, for the community, and paid for by the community.
And on whose land?
It was on donated land from a farmer, I would suggest, and until 1978, it was still on that land, but was transferred to its present site in 358 Badger Creek Road in 1978.
So they picked that up and took the whole building.
They took the main hall building, yep. But the catering area and kitchen next door was left behind, and they've had an add-on kitchen to the hall in 1978.
Because a lot of these halls, as you go around the country, and even quite a few of the churches, were built on land that was donated by the local farmer, wasn't it?
Mm, absolutely, yeah, and built by the community. Yep. And that's what we're looking for, community interest again today.
And I guess back in the early days, we're talking the early 1900s, and the local hall became sort of a focal of the community, didn't they? Because a lot of these areas, a lot of it was farmland, let's be honest. There were a few houses, and I guess they had dances monthly and all that, didn't they, to get the farmers off the farm to at least socialise.
It was a real hub for Badger Creek there. Previous to that, it was the school and the church. We had the church built in 1913. But when the hall was built, it became the hub. And it was, yes, dancers there. They had their own piano at that time. They had their own tennis court. And they held agricultural shows there. And flower shows, including horticultural shows with flowers and vegetables, and all of that went on. And they were very well presented, even right up into the 50s and 60s, when I can remember. And they were well designed out. They had grew corn up and they cut the stalks down and put them in the annex area and around the hall, fern fronds, and really decorated the hall up beautifully. And it was very competitive from the local settlers in that particular time.
A lot of groups had those sorts of local shows, didn't they? Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before.
Conversation, a little more action, please. You're of LEFM 99.1, baby.
And I'm talking to Marion and Kevin from the Friends of Batcher Creek Hall, and we're going to talk more about that. But first of all, I must pay tribute to John Blackman, who passed away, I think, in the early hours of this morning. From what I've been told, he died from a heart attack, not from the cancer. But I guess we'll hear more about that as it goes along. I actually met John a couple of times. He was a terrific guy, and he was just as funny when you met him personally as what he was on the radio and TV. He had a very quick wit. So Valo, John Blackman, one of those guys that probably will disappear from history because not all his jokes would pass muster these days. But anyway, that was John Blackman, and he was in an era that he could get away with what he had to get away with. But anyway, let's get back to Badger Creek. Marion, you were saying before that you haven't been involved long. So what made you decide, I think I'll get involved as a friend of the Badger Creek Hall?
Well, I lived in Badger Creek for since 1989. And when I saw the sign out the front of the hall saying, you know, that they needed help and that sort of thing, I thought, well, I might not live here for many more years, so I'm going to do something and help out with the hall, and knowing that, you know, volunteers, it's hard to get volunteers. And, but Kevin and I go quite a way back because Kevin used to work on the at the Badger Creek Dairy, which was near the sanctuary, which is where I live now. So I've had a connection with Kevin for some time.
So what with your working history, were you involved in anything like this, or is this completely foreign to what you were doing as a job?
No, I was in the police force, so I suppose I could do administration. But no, this is, yeah, completely different. And I just think, as Kevin was saying, that we've had this hall for nearly 100 years now, and it's been a huge part of the community, and I guess we all want it to go on for another 100 years and be here for the future of the community. Yep. So it needs people to get on board, like myself, and that's why we've come here today, and that's why we would like people to step up and come and help.
Absolutely. So I guess, first of all, Who does the maintenance on the hall? Do you people have to do that yourself, or does council step in and do work on it for you?
It's on Crown land, so it's run by DECA, and we're the caretakers of the hall and the grounds. Yep. So it's up to us as volunteers to source out the for grants and upkeep of the hall itself.
Yep. So, I mean, obviously, when we're going to call for volunteers later on, you're not looking for painters and decorators and all that. You're just more after people who want to be involved with the hall and do a bit of work, some minor stuff around, and just look after it in general. Is that what we're looking for?
We're looking for people with energy and ideas and probably any skills they may have that to be able to help promote the hall and probably assist with grants and so forth.
Oh, so it'd be handy to get someone who, because grants can be a bit difficult to write, can't they? Because governments are getting more and more pedantic on what they want. So I guess if there's someone listening who, and there are people around who can write grants, that'd be an ideal asset to you, wouldn't they?
It most certainly would be, and it's something that we'd look forward to. It's not just all of that, but just people to give, if they don't have those skills, to be able to just assist and help us run with the hall and maintain it, because it needs to be of a high standard too for our community users.
And I guess it's heritage listed.
Council heritage listed, yes, yep. And it's a hall with a lot of character and charm, and just recently it's been upgraded with the generous support of the Hillsville Call with their wonderful energy efficient makeover to the hall, and this has made it more welcoming and cosy for the hall users, and it's sponsors like this that make life much easier for the small committee of management there.
All right, just gonna take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Music and love.
listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 28 minutes past 12 and 12 degrees. We're hoping to get 13, would you think you might? But blimey, it wasn't all that long ago that 13 was the a low for overnight, let alone the top for the day. But anyway, we're talking to Marion and Kevin from the Friends of Badger Creek Hall, and we're hoping by the end of this, when they give you some contact details, you'll give them a ring and get involved with it. One of these things with this hall, is it available for hire as well?
It's most definitely open for hire. In fact, that's our only means of income. So, and with the service charges getting higher, we're looking forward to anyone that's of interest. And if they haven't been there for a while, I think they would be surprised to see how things are looking. We've recently put in a new kitchen, and that's going to make life a lot easier for the hall user.
And you've also got some new curtains going up, you were saying.
Yes, that's going up for through Hillsville Call, and that'll make a tremendous change to the hall, the look of the hall, and will certainly make it more welcoming and much more cosier for the user.
And the idea of that is to keep your costs down too, isn't it?
Well, that's where the efficiency is going to be with the energy efficiency. Will help keep our costs down.
Just on another note, while we're still talking about it, what's the biggest event do either of you know that the Badger Creek Hall has ever held?
Well, we've had lots of different. We haven't had any. We've had weddings there.
Have you?
We've had concerts in there, and there's been lots of when birthdays and that in the earlier days, and we're just looking forward to generally family, but I just can't remember the last one we had, but we had
it was a jazz night
there.
Very successful.
That was excellent.
Was that put on by your group, or was that hired out?
It was hired out for that, but these are the people we're looking out for.
Yep. So
we are having a campfire, aren't we, once a month there. That we're inviting the local people to, aren't we, Kevin?
Yes, most certainly, and that's on the first Friday of the month.
Yes.
What time?
About 5:30. Yes.
This Friday, isn't it, for the long weekend?
Mm. And when you're saying it's a campfire, like what happens? You don't always sit around a camp, do you?
Yes, people bring in their own chair and nibbles and drinks, and it's just catching up with their neighbours and meeting new friends. And it makes it more exciting. And the last one, which was our first, it was very well attended. And some people even came from Wurrialli, as far as way as that. And
that's true.
It was a very, very good gathering.
Because that's one of the problems these days with society, isn't it? With the people being so connected at home, iPads and iPhones and all this sort of jazz, very often they don't know their neighbours anymore. Like they go to work, they come home, they have their meal and they get on the iPad, the computer and all that. And very often people don't even know the people in their own street.
Mm. Yes, it's great to meet new people, and in circumstances like that, around a fire of an evening, it's a great opportunity to know who's in the town, what they do, and what they're able to provide.
Out of a meeting like that, you could easily wind up with a friend for life, or couldn't you? Easy.
Yes.
And one of the things that we talk about on this show is about social isolation, and with what I was saying before, with people going to work, coming home, having their meal, people retiring, they don't know their neighbours, it's not a good thing for their health. It's better for people to get, and the point I would think about going to something like your fireside, it's not only the people you meet that night, it's the people you meet when you're down the street doing your shopping and all sorts, isn't it?
Yes, exactly right.
And there's a lot of people living on their own these days, and that's not a good thing, but it's a great opportunity to come out and socialise and get to know one another and what's going on and a little bit of the history of the district itself. Yep. And it's something that the hall will be providing in the future as an event, is telling the history of Badger Creek itself.
I was just going to ask you that. Has anybody ever written the history of the actual hall itself?
No. Yes, we do have a history written. Les Harsant, who's now passed on and past president of the hall, he did write a history, and we have that printed out, and that's displayed at the hall itself today. So there's a history of the hall, but we also like to know what the history of Badger Creek is itself, and that's got a lovely history too, because it is part of Corranderk Aboriginal Reserve, and it wasn't until 1894 that over 2,400 acres was taken away from the revoked from the Corranderk Reserve for the settlement of Greysdale, which became Badger Creek.
All right, so we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
21 drums and an old bass horn. Somebody beating on ding dong.
Now, we're talking about the Badger Creek Hall. We've been talking about it for quite a little bit, but we're also going to do a call out for volunteers. But I think Marion wants to talk perhaps not everybody wants to be on a committee because it does get, well, they're not hard to be on committees, but some people just don't like them. So, Marion, you've got other ways that you can use volunteers too.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we'd like people to come and help on the committee, but everyone's busy, of course. So there is the alternative, what we're calling Friends of Badger Creek Hall. So that would include anyone that wants to come and just help out with maintenance of the place. It's an old building. It needs a lot of looking after. So if anyone's a tradie or wants to, the same as Kevin was saying, help with the grants, that sort of thing. So that gives, and that can be a few hours a month. It could be as little or as much as they can offer.
Grants might only be a couple of times a year, might they?
Yes, it is, yes. So that's how we're asking people to help.
Yes, windows need to be cleaned, gutters need to be cleaned, guttering on the hall roof, and spider webs, floors polished. And
spider webs keep coming back, don't they?
Yes.
There's all little jobs like that, and cleaning up the generally users leave the hall very clean, yep. But just the same, we still need to go along and make and clean the floors and make sure all the cutlery and crockery and that's nicely cleaned.
So do you have working bees from time to time?
From time to time, yes.
Yep. I guess just that's more as it's needed, isn't it?
As required, yes. Yep. We've got to steam clean a lot of the seating and that. There's some cloth seatings there,
yep.
And they need to be steam cleaned as well.
And I suppose, not that we want to keep looking backwards, but I suppose COVID sort of made it a bit harder for you too, because you wouldn't have been able to let it during COVID,
no,
would you?
It slowed us down tremendously, and if it wasn't for our long-term users like the spinners and weavers who've been there since the 70s, they've been using the hall, and the med shed, men shed have been very helpful for us as well, and without their help, we would have been having difficulties.
Yeah, because I mean, we all want to forget COVID, although it's still around. I mean, let's be honest, but that really cut the income down for a lot of these groups because people weren't allowed to congregate.
No. We were talking about isolation before. It was terrible, wasn't it?
It wasn't good. But anyway, look, I'm going to take one quick break. I urge you to get your paper and pencil together, and Marion's going to give you the contact details, how you can find out more about the organisation. And look, if you've got a spare bit of time, they're not asking for you to be down there every day of the week, 7 days a week. They only want you down there occasionally. So, look, let's get behind them and see what we can do. But, Steve, I've got a request in here for you, which I'm going to play, which I know Steve loves the great Johnny O'Keefe. So we've got Johnny O'Keefe and Margaret McLaren together. I believe Margaret McLaren lives not far from the Yarra Valley, but anyway.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Sing.
of course, was the great Johnny O'Keefe and Margaret McLaren. Well, the top for today was supposed to be 13 and cloudy. We've hit 14 degrees. Wow, we might even get 15 if we're lucky. But anyway, I'll tell you more about the weather straight after the 1 o'clock news. Hopefully they might have updated the forecast, but no, still saying it's only going to be 13. But anyway, we're talking to Marion and Kevin from the Friends of Badger Creek Hall. Now, just before we give the people the details to how they're going to get in contact, you've got a big celebration coming up early February of next year.
That's right, and it's going to be a very special event, and we're certainly wanting the community to assist and help. We're well underway in what we're proposing, but we just need that help to bring it to fruition.
Kevin, you haven't told them what the celebration is.
The celebration is
our birthday.
Badger Creek.
Yes.
It's a birthday. It's a celebration of our 100th anniversary.
I was going to say, it's not just a birthday, it's 100 years.
It's a 100-year celebration, yes.
Righto, Marion. Give us some contact details, please, for people to get involved.
Yes.
So we're asking for people who would like to join the committee. They'd certainly like more people if you would. But if that's not your bag, if you'd like to just be involved with working bees and working around the hall, contact these people, because remember, it is a community asset. It does belong to community. It was built by the community. So let's keep it good and in proper order, deserving of what a 100-year-old lady deserves.
Yes, if they could contact Kathy, who's our secretary, and an email address, which is inquiries@badgercreekhall.org.au, and Kathy's phone number is 59623639. There's also Adam.
Hang on, can you just repeat those two again, please?
Yes, Kathy's email address is inquiries@badgercreekhall.org.au, and her phone number is 59623639. And the second
again?
Contact... Sorry?
Again, please.
Yes. Email address of Kathy is inquiries@badgercreekhall.org.au, phone number 59623639, and then there's Adam, whose mobile is 0480 412 202.
Again,
Adam, 0480 412 202.
Now, I guess, and you've got a Facebook page, haven't you?
Yes, Badger Creek Hall on Facebook.
Yep.
So that's where there is a lot of information through Facebook, isn't there?
Yep. And also, I guess, so if people don't get them all down today, if they drive past the Badger Creek Hall, you said there were some contact details there too, didn't you?
Yes, there's a big sign up advertising our 100th birthday and how to get involved, and all those contact details are on that.
It's, it's a great thing for an organ, pardon me, for any building to be 100 years and still going, isn't it? Unfortunately, a lot have been demolished along the line, and so it's really something for people to get behind. And, you know, let's face it, if people don't care, it could disappear.
That's exactly right. We need people to step up. As I said, it's been going 100 years. We want it to be there for the community in another 100 years, so people can have their celebrations and their dances and everything that it's been able to offer for the last 100 years.
And I guess the other thing too that we need to mention to the people that are listening, if you are looking for somewhere to have a celebration, like, check out the Badger Creek Community Hall. It might just suit exactly what you want.
Yes.
We would certainly welcome people to come and have a look, and we're very, very happy to show you around. And it's got a great dance floor there, plenty of space, For people up to 80 to 100 people.
I was going to ask you that, 80 to 100?
Yeah, 80 to 100 people. Lovely stage, and we're improving those facilities for the hall user all the time.
And brand new kitchen's been put in.
Brand new kitchen. Yeah. It's now a pleasure to be able to prepare for your event there.
Sounds terrific, doesn't it? Because it's one of those things that I guess places in general are getting more and more expensive to hire, and it's a great idea to have it at a hall rather than at home, because you clean up the hall and home you go, and you don't have to look next morning, get up and think about clearing up, do you?
Exactly.
And we've got a great car park there too, so it's plenty of ease for parking. And I'm not sure the number, but it's quite a large car park.
And the great thing is that you are supporting the community. If you get involved, it's not only it's there for you people. If you don't use it, well, these sorts of things just disappear over a period of time, don't they?
Mm. Yes.
I'm just going to do something here for half a tick, because there's a bit of a story behind this. Just stay with me, and I'm just going to play a little bit of a song, and we're going to ask Kevin why we've played this, and he will know. I'll pick out, I'll only play just a little bit of this, and then we'll talk to Kevin. That, of course, was Dolly Parton, and Here I Go Again. We played that for a special reason. Tell me, Kevin, why did we play it?
Well, Dolly visited the sanctuary. I can't quite remember the date offhand, but I had the pleasure of escorting her and showing her around the sanctuary with others, and I found her to be a great personality. She has a fantastic personality, not a great one, a fantastic personality, and she's just the same on telly as she is on in person.
In person. That's terrific. Mm. And you've met quite a few personalities up there, haven't you?
A lot of personalities I've met through the years, and I'd have to go back through my records for all of them. And we've had kings and duchess of duchesses, and Princess Alexandra was there in 1959, and there's a lot of people like that.
Because the Queen came to Warburton.
She went to Warburton, yes.
Yeah. Very famous area. Marion, just give us those details again, please, for both the Facebook page and also the phone number for somebody to...
Yes, I'll give you Adams again.
Yep.
He's 0480-412-202. Sure. And our email address, www.badgercreekhall.org.au.
That's all one word, Badger Creek Hall, isn't
it? Yes.
All right, look, we've given you a lot to think about today. There's the opportunity to join their committee and be part of that, and particularly you'd be part of organising the 100th birthday, which is probably well on the way, but it'd be great to be involved in that. If you've got some sort of special talent, whether you be a tradie or someone like that who's got a... just every now and again wants to help out, they'd love to hear from you. I guess any job they can find, anything, any sort of little talent you've got, I'll bet they can find something for you to do. Yeah. I was expecting Marion for you to say something.
Sorry, yes. Yeah, thank you, Alan. Yeah. Yes,
thanks for having us along.
Yes, no, that's exactly
that's not
what
a problem.
Need.
So you need to, people need to keep an eye on their Facebook page as the year gets on. We'll get Marion or Kevin or both back in late December to give you more details about the 100th. Just bear in mind that, as we said before, that with a lot of these community assets, and they are assets and they belong to the community, but if we don't use them and we don't upkeep them, somewhere along the line they'll just get bulldozed, as has happened with so many other places that are all around the state.
Yes, that's exactly
we certainly need the support and to keep things going for the next 100 years.
Be great. I won't be sitting here in 100 years' time to interview the next person, but I'd like to think someone will be here to do it.
Yeah.
Look, thank you for your time. I wish you well. We'll get you in, as I say, late
And we can talk December. About the events for the birthday.
Absolutely, because, 100 years is really something. And again, I know I'm stressing about how you want to keep these assets, but bear in mind that it came out of the community too. It wasn't as though some government plonked it there and said, well, this is, you can do something with this. So it actually came out of the community fundraising and building.
Yes, exactly right. Yes, the locals built it, didn't they, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely.
In a very short space of time.
And they raised the money for it as well.
Mm. Mm.
Must have been terrific foresight from people who did it.
Yes, they used to have a great concerts and dances there, had their own piano, and another chap came along with his button accordion. They were very great nights.
Got to go. Thanks very much for coming.
Thank you.